Chapter 4. Large-Scale Combat Operations. This chapter discusses signal support to large-scale combat operations. The chapter is divided into four sections. Section 1 provides an overview of signal support to joint and army large-scale combat operations. Section 2 discusses signal support in large-scale defense operations. Section 3 discusses signal support in large-scale offensive operations. Section 4 discusses signal support to the consolidation of gains in large-scale combat operations. Section 1. Signal support to large-scale combat operations. Overview of large-scale combat operations. The nature and scope of some missions may require joint forces to conduct large-scale combat operations to achieve national strategic objectives or protect national interests. Such combat typically occurs within the framework of a major operation or a campaign, FM3O. When large-scale combat operations commence, the Joint Force Commander immediately exploits friendly capabilities across multiple domains and the information environment to gain the initiative. The Geographic Combatant Commander may direct a field army, corps, or division to establish a joint task force. In most cases, standing up a joint task force headquarters requires augmentation, establishment of a joint network operations control center supporting the joint task force requires augmentation, either from other services or elements of the Theater Tactical Signal Brigade. The Joint Task Force J6 determines communications requirements for the Joint Task Force headquarters and lower echelon units directly supporting the Commander Joint Task Force. Requests for support route through the Geographic Combatant Command J3 to the Joint Staff. Establishing a joint task force to conduct large-scale combat operations requires speed, detailed planning, and coordination. The joint task force may use the facilities and assigned signal soldiers of the theater or field army to support the joint task force headquarters until adequate facilities become available. The Geographic Combatant Commander may attach elements of the Theater Tactical Signal Brigade to meet joint task force communications requirements until further augmentation or rotational units arrive. Risks to signal support. The enemy will seek to render U.S. combat power ineffective by systematic and continual attacks across multiple domains and the information environment, both before and during combat operations. These attacks include lethal attacks, cyberspace attacks, and electronic attacks targeting command and control nodes and networks. The isolation or destruction of a key command and control node offers the enemy a marked tactical advantage. Commanders should assume the enemy considers the network and the ability to communicate to be key targets for destruction or degradation. Disrupting a unit's ability to communicate reduces its effectiveness and combat capability. The enemy can conduct electronic attacks to jam satellite positioning, navigation, and timing systems, and degrade the effectiveness of precision munitions, sensor-to-shooter links, and navigation. The enemy may also use lethal fires, electronic attack, or cyberspace attack to destroy, degrade, disrupt, or isolate individual units and capabilities. Peer threats may use EW capabilities before and during large-scale combat to locate and identify friendly command and control and other key nodes. Spectrum managers and EW personnel develop electronic protection plans to reduce or mask the electromagnetic signature of the unit's command posts. Refer to FM3-12, ATP6-02.53, and ATP6-02.70 for more information about electronic protection tasks. Signal support. Army communications capabilities can support any joint or multinational combined arms team. Signal elements provide a wide variety of fixed and tactical communications capabilities to support a theater of operations. Large-scale combat operations are lethal and complex. The full range of strategic to tactical signal capabilities support the combination of offense, defense, and stability tasks to seize, retain, and exploit the initiative, consolidate gains, win, and return to shaping operations. Large-scale combat operations require adaptable and agile communication support able to meet the specific mission requirements. Commanders can tailor employment of their communications capabilities to support their mission requirements, considering terrain, electromagnetic spectrum and satellite availability, and speed of displacement. Signal support to stability tasks. Stability tasks during large-scale combat operations include restoring essential services and population control in areas controlled by friendly forces. Generally, the responsibility for providing for the needs of the civilian population rests with the host nation government or designated civil authorities, agencies, and organizations. Army forces perform the minimal essential stability tasks to provide security, food, water, shelter, and medical treatment when there is no legitimate civil authority or capability present. Army signal support may include emergency communications restoral to support stability tasks until host nation civilian capabilities can be restored. Functional support brigades, such as military police, engineers, and medical brigades, require communications augmentation when they support large-scale combat operations. Divisions also require network support for company and platoon-level units performing stability missions. Elements of the Expeditionary Signal Battalion support these requirements. Signal support in the Corps and Division Support and Consolidation Areas. A Maneuver Enhancement Brigade typically controls and defends the Corps or Division Support Area. A Brigade Combat Team controls and defends the Consolidation Area. Elements of the Expeditionary Signal Battalion augment the Maneuver Enhancement Brigade and Brigade Combat Team's organic communications capabilities to establish the base communications network. Perimeter defense forces, quick reaction forces, and roving guards primarily use single-channel radios for communications support. Units' organic and augmenting network capabilities support command posts for base security and defense. If base camps become enduring requirements, the base network migrates to a more permanent or fixed infrastructure. Fixed infrastructure frees tactical signal elements to support maneuver tasks. Signal support to tactical enabling tasks. Commanders direct tactical enabling tasks to support the performance of all offensive, defensive, and stability tasks. Commanders usually employ tactical enabling tasks as part of shaping operations or supporting efforts. The tactical enabling tasks are reconnaissance, security, troop movement, relief in place, passage of lines, encirclement operations, mobility and countermobility operations. Large command post communications systems lack the mobility required during tactical enabling tasks. When executing tactical enabling tasks beyond the range of VHF single-channel radios, or when terrain prevents line-of-sight communications, units can employ retransmission capabilities, single-channel HF radios, narrow-band single-channel tactical satellite radios, tactical messaging, or secure satellite telephones for communications between units and command posts. Employing a retransmission site requires deliberate mission planning before deploying the team. Planning factors for retransmission include units supported, planned retransmission locations throughout the mission, including alternates with line-of-sight analysis, triggers for displacement to alternate locations, primary and alternate frequencies, frequencies for emergency contact, medical evacuation, command, nearest units. Time required to be on station and retransmitting for supported units. Route and site security requirements. infiltration and exfiltration routes, whether unmanned aircraft systems or other aerial retransmission capabilities can meet the requirement, plan to communicate with the parent unit, for example, contact the higher unit every 2 hours with update, resupply plan, concealment of the site, plans to mask or reduce the electromagnetic signature of the site. Passage of lines is generally considered a higher risk operation. The division may establish a command and control node, such as a tactical command post at the passage point, to enable communications between passing units and their higher headquarters. Relief in place operations require greater access to networked Doden A services than other maneuver tasks. Relief in place involves detailed planning and coordination between the current unit and the relief unit. The handover plan identifies which communications systems rotate out with the departing unit and how to migrate services to the gaining unit's systems. The gaining unit generally retains the frequency allocations of the relieved unit, but deploys with its own allocated Internet protocol address range for its network and automated information systems. Signal support to forcible entry operations. Army signal forces must be capable of providing communications support from the point of departure, in transit, during landing, and throughout the fight to gain access to the geographic area controlled by hostile forces. Commanders and staffs must understand what communications capabilities and services will be available during each phase of the operation. Plans include the transition to more robust communications capabilities as they arrive in the area of operations. For example, during an airborne operation to seize an airfield, the aircraft may be fitted with wideband satellite communications capabilities to access video, imagery, databases, and email while en route. During the airborne assault, communications are limited to single-channel radios. As the unit begins to consolidate gains, a small communications node may provide the commander, S3, and S2 with wideband satellite access to the Doden A. Once aircraft can land, the command receives and establishes its organic signal capabilities to support command post operations with wide area network access. Signal support in the transition to consolidate gains. Army forces provide the Joint Force Commander the ability to capitalize on operational success by consolidating gains. Consolidation of gains is integral to winning armed conflict and achieving success across the range of military operations. Army forces consolidate gains in support of a host nation and its civilian population, or as part of the pacification of a hostile state. During the consolidation of gains, signal units will see a rapid expansion in communications requirements. As the division establishes and expands the consolidation area, the division requires support from elements of the Expeditionary Signal Battalion to support those augmenting units without organic signal capabilities. Requirements may include downward support to company and platoon echelons as the division establishes camps and bases to support operations to consolidate gains. Depending on the enduring nature of camps and bases, the Theater Tactical Signal Brigade assists the Corps and divisions by installing and transitioning to fixed strategic network infrastructure. Establishing fixed signal systems frees units' organic signal systems for follow-on operations while providing greater Doden A capacity and throughput. Section 2. Large-scale defensive operations. Overview of large-scale defensive operations. Army forces conduct defensive operations to defeat an enemy attack, gain time, economize forces, and develop conditions favorable for offensive or stability tasks. There are three primary types of defensive operations: area defense, mobile defense, retrograde. The defense provides time for a commander to build combat power and establish conditions to transition to the offense. The inherent strengths of the defense include the defender's occupation of positions before an attack and the use of available time to prepare defenses. A defender maneuvers to place an enemy in a position of disadvantage and attacks the enemy at every opportunity using lethal fires, electronic attack, aviation, information-related capabilities, cyberspace operations and obstacles, as well as joint assets. Signal support. Signal support in large-scale defensive operations depends on the situation, terrain, and the primary defensive operation the Army force is executing. Signal leaders provide the communications capabilities required to support the mission. During planning for large-scale defensive operations, the signal staff must ensure the commander understands what communications capabilities will be available at each critical point of the operation. Signal support in large-scale defensive operations is critical to the Army winning. An accurate, common operational picture helps commanders develop and share situational understanding to enable effective command and control. If forward observers cannot communicate with supporting fires elements, an enemy could penetrate the Army force's defense. In the mobile defense, the success of the strike force attacking at the decisive point in time relies on the timely and accurate flow of information. Signal soldiers must be operationally focused and able to rapidly adapt to the constantly changing situation on the battlefield. Signal support to area defense. During the area defense, Army forces have the full array of their organic and augmenting communication systems to support the mission. Single-channel radio systems support mobile forces with retransmission sites positioned behind the main battle area, but capable of supporting primary and alternate defensive positions. Narrowband single-channel satellite or HF radios can be employed where terrain or distance degrades or disrupts single-channel VHF communications. Units should rehearse the single-channel communications plan for the area defense and mitigate any challenges before the enemy attacks. Signal nodes support each command post location and provide on-the-move wideband satellite communications to enable command and control on the move. Key command and control nodes should remain behind the main battle area, outside the range of cannon artillery. Units rehearse plans for battle handover and dislocation of command posts to mitigate the risk of the enemy locating and targeting friendly command and control nodes. Signal soldiers supporting command posts on the defense must train and rehearse command post displacement to reestablish communications as quickly as possible. The communications staff should work closely with the G3, S3, when planning future command post locations to mitigate adverse effects of terrain and structures on the unit's communications capabilities. If friendly communications nodes face imminent risk of being overrun, operators must evacuate COMSEC material and encryption devices or destroy them in place. Allowing COMSEC materials to fall into enemy hands compromises secure communications. COMSEC compromise disrupts all radio and data networks until operators and net control stations can conduct emergency cryptographic key supersession. Leaders must ensure all personnel train and rehearse these procedures as battle drills to prevent and mitigate COMSEC compromise. Signal support to mobile defense. A mobile defense is typically conducted when the terrain favors the attacker and there is sufficient depth to employ a striking force forward of the no penetration line, FM3O. The mobile defense consists of a fixing force, a striking force, and a reserve force. Signal support to an Army force conducting a mobile defense is similar to that for an area defense. However, command posts forward of the no penetration line will likely rely on mobile communications capabilities, such as single-channel radios and wideband on-the-move capabilities. Command and control nodes behind the no penetration line have full dis-in services, but must be prepared to displace to mitigate the risk of being located and attacked. Retransmission sites supporting the mobile defense should co-locate with other Army elements if possible. If the retransmission site operates remotely, The site requires security augmentation. Signal support to retrograde tasks. The retrograde is a defensive task that involves organized movement away from the enemy, ADP 3-90. Army units do not conduct the retrograde in isolation. Retrograde is part of a larger scheme of maneuver designed to regain the initiative and defeat the enemy. The three forms of retrograde are delay, withdrawal, and retirement. Retrograde operations are some of the most demanding ground combat operations and rely heavily on mobile communications support. Similar to the support during mobile defense, single-channel VHF radios are the primary communications capabilities to support a delaying, withdrawing, or retiring force. HF and narrowband single-channel satellite radios are alternate means of communications when terrain or distance challenge line-of-sight radio capabilities. Retransmission systems extend the range of single-channel radio networks to support command and control in retrograde operations. The constant movement of the retrograde force requires multiple planned retransmission site locations with routes that support quick dislocation and reestablishment to support the maneuvering force. Retransmission teams must track the progress of the operation to maintain awareness of supported force locations and when the operation meets a trigger to move to the next location. Units conducting retrograde operations usually deploy command and control nodes to the support area to establish the main command post ahead of the retrograde force and a tactical command post maneuvering with the main body. Risks to signal support. Peer threats will use EW capabilities to identify and locate friendly command and control nodes. Defending units should limit their electromagnetic emissions to protect networked systems and the integrity of data on those systems. Defenders can use terrain to mask emitters and reduce the probability of enemy signals intelligence and EW detection. Operating emitters remotely from command posts can increase command post survivability in case of detection and targeting. Refer to ATP 3-36 for techniques to reduce command post electromagnetic signature. Section 3. Large-scale offensive operations. Against a capable, adaptive enemy, the offense is the most direct and sure means of seizing, retaining, and exploiting the initiative to gain physical, temporal, and cognitive advantages and achieve definitive results, FM30. Characteristics of the offense include audacity, concentration, surprise, and tempo. Overview of large-scale offensive operations. Army forces conduct offensive operations to defeat and destroy enemy forces and seize terrain, resources, and population centers. Effective performance of offensive operations capitalizes on accurate and timely communication of intelligence and other relevant information regarding enemy forces, weather, and terrain. There are four primary types of offensive operations: movement to contact, attack, exploitation, pursuit. The overall concept for signal support is similar among all offensive operations. These specific tasks influence planning for signal support to each of these tasks in large-scale offensive operations. Signal support. Corps and division commanders must be able to communicate with adjacent units, subordinates, supporting joint forces, and host nation and multinational forces. Signal support allows command post personnel to access the full range of DODEN A services and capabilities. Signal support is critical to transmit plans, develop common situational understanding, and to direct action to break the will of or destroy the enemy. Operation Iraqi Freedom. On 19 March 2003, 3rd ID began its attack on Baghdad as the Geographic Combatant Commander's main effort of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Because of the Army's lack of multi-channel tactical satellite ground systems and the time required to establish terrestrial-based line-of-sight networks, There were only two complete 24-hour periods when the network was available for the command. 3rd ID fought most of the war with the Division Command Net on single-channel satellite radios and all other command communications on single-channel VHF radios. The United States declared victory on 14 April 2003 with the fall of Baghdad. Since the conclusion of Operation Iraqi Freedom, the Army has transitioned its tactical communications capabilities to a primarily satellite-based at-the-halt network with wideband line-of-sight radios to make the network more robust. Divisions and brigade combat teams have organic on-the-move network capabilities to quickly establish an agile network. This provides maneuver forces voice, data, and video capabilities on the move, and greater network throughput at the quick halt. Large-scale offensive operations are inherently mobile. Maneuver elements will perform tactical enabling tasks away from the command posts using highly mobile means of communications. The brigade combat team command posts maintain upper-tier tactical internet connectivity for communications to division, but communication with subordinate echelons relies heavily on vehicle-mounted, man-pack, and handheld communications devices. When satellite transport is available, on-the-move networking provides improved situational awareness and increases the communications capabilities available at the battalion. During planning and mission rehearsals, the S6 staff must ensure the commander and staff understand the communications plan, specifically what communications capabilities will be available by phase of the operation or critical points of the battle. Command post personnel and their signal support must plan and rehearse rapid displacement to enhance command post survivability and support the rapid advance of maneuver forces. Single-channel radio transmission is a critical command and control enabler. Because U.S. ground forces move rapidly in offensive operations and the battlefield situation is fluid, retransmission teams must track the progress of the maneuver operation and anticipate emerging communications requirements. This awareness helps them maintain fully operational networks to support the commander's mission requirements. Signal elements support command and control as commanders maneuver their forces to positions of relative advantage before contact. Redundant systems and diversity in the network architecture allow for communications throughout the core and division areas of operations. Although commanders require communications capabilities, effective command and control does not necessarily rely on continuous access to the DODEN A. The commander's intent is the basis for all offensive operations. PACE plans, organic unit liaison teams, and digital liaison detachments provide commanders options to enhance coordination and interoperability. Units must train and rehearse to operate by redundant means and exercise disciplined initiative within the commander's intent when disconnected from the network. Signal support to sustainment. Sustainment is critical to offensive operations. Sustainment units require reliable communications to control their teams operating from dispersed locations. Supply points, maintenance collection points, ambulance exchange points, and long-haul convoys are essential to mission success and operate throughout the core and division areas of operations. Long lines of communications may expand support area communications requirements beyond the organic signal capabilities of sustainment units. Dispersed sustainment nodes require expeditionary signal battalion augmentation down to company level and some platoons to support the higher data throughput requirements for logistics support to offensive operations. Signal support to enabling units. The Theater Tactical Signal Brigade and Expeditionary Signal Battalion support corps and division enabling units that have no organic signal capabilities. Battalion and below units primarily communicate using single-channel radios in the offense. This results in fewer augmentation requirements at these echelons. Expeditionary signal battalions provide communications support to enabling units' command posts as they consolidate gains or transition to stability tasks. Expeditionary signal battalions also deploy teams and signal systems to replace battlefield losses when directed. Risks to signal support. While Army forces conduct large-scale offensive operations, peer threats will use EW systems to identify and locate friendly command and control nodes. Units in the offense must limit electromagnetic emissions to protect mission command information systems and the integrity of data on those systems. Units use terrain to mask electromagnetic emissions and reduce the likelihood an enemy can locate and exploit command and control nodes. Locating antennas away from the command post enhances the survivability of the command post in case of detection. The cyber electronic warfare officer can develop plans to mask or reduce the radio frequency signature of signal systems. Refer to FM3-12 and ATP3-36 for more information on electronic protection techniques. Satellite communication systems provide vital command post support and command and control on the move capabilities. However, when facing a peer threat with satellite denial capability, commanders must be prepared to fight and win with single-channel radio communications. Consolidation of gains. As the corps and divisions begin to transition from large-scale offense to area security and stability tasks, communications support must rapidly adapt from supporting maneuver operations to area support. Transition to consolidation of gains requires prior planning. Equipment and personnel must rapidly flow forward to establish fixed network infrastructure to support bases. Fixed infrastructure frees units' organic tactical communications systems for follow-on operations.